and their impacts on love relationships. Conversation 2, finding the raw spots. Here, Dr. Johnson talks about raw spots and how important it is to be transparent to our partner when it comes to these spots. Conversation 3, revisiting a rocky moment. This chapter centers on how couples can de-escalate conflicts, address rifts in their relationship, and build emotional safety. Conversation 4, hold me tight, engaging and connecting. In this chapter, Dr. Johnson talks about how hold me tight makes partners be more accessible, deeply engaged, and emotionally responsive with one another. Conversation 5, forgiving injuries. Dr. Johnson tackles the importance of knowing how one should find and offer forgiveness when it comes to strengthening a couple's bond. Conversation 6, bonding through sex and touch. This chapter focuses on how emotional connection results in a great sex and how great sex helps establish emotional connection. Conversation 7, keeping your love alive. This chapter emphasizes that emotional connection can be continually lost and found, so couples need to be mindful and deliberate in maintaining that connection. Part 3, the power of hold me tight. Healing traumatic wounds, the power of love. This chapter deals with how each partner must handle his or her traumatic wounds and work on healing those wounds. Ultimate connection, love as the final frontier. Finally, in this chapter, Dr. Johnson explains how our relationship with our partners affect even those who are around us, such as our families and our communities. Final thoughts. Hey, did you enjoy this book? We sincerely hope you thoroughly enjoyed this short read and have gotten immensely valuable insights that will help you in any areas of your life. Would it be too greedy if we ask you for a review? It takes 1 minute to leave one review to possibly influence one more person's decision to read just one book, which may change their one life. Your 1 minute matters and we value it, and thank you so much for giving us your 1 minute. If it sucks, just say it sucks. Period. Free bonus. P.S. Is it okay if we over-deliver? Here at Abby Beathen Publishing, we believe in over-delivering way beyond our readers' expectations. Is it okay if we over-deliver? Here's the deal. We're going to give you an extremely valuable cheat sheet of accelerated learning. We've partnered up with Aikigi Publishing to present you to the exclusive bonus of accelerated learning cheat sheet. What's the catch? We need to trust you. You see, we want to over-deliver, and in order for us to do that, we've got to trust our reader to keep this bonus a secret to themselves. Why? Because we don't want people to be getting our exclusive accelerated learning cheat sheet without even buying the book itself. Unethical, right? Okay, are you ready? Simply visit this link, http://bit.ly/accelerated-cheat-sheet. We hope you'll enjoy our free bonus as much as we've enjoyed preparing it for you. Free book preview of The Summary of Why Buddhism is True, the book at a glance. Why Buddhism is True, the science and philosophy of meditation, is about the connections of Buddhist teachings to scientific facts about the human mind. Its main focus is on mindfulness meditation and how it can help people overcome problems and eventually attain liberation from suffering. To accomplish its goal of showing people the path towards freedom, the book gives numerous scientific studies on human psychology, testimonials from mediators such as Robert Wright himself, and helpful tips to practice Buddhist teachings in daily life. The book starts with an epigraph, an excerpt of A Dream Play by August Strindberg, and is divided into 16 chapters about the following. 1. Taking the Red Pill. Wright describes the Buddhist tradition as similar to the red pill in the movie The Matrix. 2. Paradoxes of meditation. There are paradoxes in meditation and Buddhism that make sense experientially. 3. When are feelings illusions? Feelings contribute to our delusions. This chapter explains how and why. 4. Bliss, ecstasy, and more important reasons to meditate. Meditation can provide intense feelings of bliss, but there are other important benefits to it. 5. The alleged non-existence of yourself. The Buddha spoke of the self as illusory. This chapter examines this statement.